is a privilege for me just to share to you. Is an honor to be here and share my heart again with all of you. I feel blessed. I feel loved. I feel happy. Just to share the word of God. And what did we talk last week? Who remembers last Sunday? What? Freedom? The real freedom, right? What were you saying, Danny? Oh, you want to go to your class? You don't want to hear me talk? Okay. The kids can go to their class. All of them are waiting. Gracias. Real freedom. Just to go over a little bit of what we talked about. You know, we said that Jesus came, you know, then the major things that he came to, there were three things: to seek and save the lost, that we may have abundant life, not just the life, but abundant life. And to set us free. And, you know, the more I was thinking about these three things, because I was thinking about just, you know, last week, talk about the freedom that we have in him. Because we, so many times we just focus on, you know, when you ask a Christian, oh, do you know God? Are you saved? You know, they think that that's, it is all to it. You know, yeah, I'm saved, I'm good, but Jesus came for so much more, for, you know, for to restore our lives in a way that we don't even imagine, to give us life, to free us from the bondage of sin, and all the things that try to grab us and pull us down in our lives. He wants to do so much more than just to say, I'm a Christian. You know, that's just the beginning. It should be the beginning of great things for us when we come to know Jesus. But the more I was thinking about sharing something else, but then I thought, well, maybe I should share about He is the way. Because as you know, and Bobby probably saw, he was driving from Alabama to here or from here to Alabama. One of the big signs you see is Jesus is the way. You know, in those places, Jesus is the way. And we know it, right? We hear that in church all the time. Jesus is the way. And I'm afraid that for Christians right now, That has become more like a religious phrase, and not something that God is working in your life and doing every day. You know, John 14:6, he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And you know, that's what he came for, you know, to set us free, to give us abundant life, to seek and save the lost. In our Christian life, you know, these are simple truth. Simple truth. I remember thinking about this, and put an example to represent this on our modern world. And I know if you tell someone, have you heard, everybody says, oh, do exercise because it's good for you. Everybody says this, but right? But who take the discipline to go every morning, you know, to feel excited to do this thing? Everybody knows that. I could say it to anybody. Everybody knows that. You know, but Jesus, when I said Jesus is the way, I feel like that's the same, you know, for not everybody, but for some people. Oh, Jesus is the way. Yeah, but I live however I want. That's the, you know, oh, exercise is good. Yeah, but I'm not going to do it. You know, I'm good. So there are things, and I feel my hope this morning is that when we finish, you realize that He is the only way. There are no other ways. He is the only way to freedom, to abundant life. So, I think yesterday or the day before, I took a moment just to see how you know, to look at the world and things that are happening, to look at our church in general, to look at the lives of many of you that I know, to look at my life, and I realized that we need so much of God. And if we realize and grasp what He came to do when He says, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life, I am the way for your marriage, I am the way for your own life, for everything that is in you. There is no other ways. He is the freedom. So thinking about all these things, I thought, yeah, let's make Jesus the way in our lives and not just a phrase that it sounds really good and that it can, I don't know if it motivates you or what does it do, but does it do in your life? But I hope that this morning you can see that He is the only way. He is the only path. And I think if you see your life right now, you can see where are you walking on right now. You know, I was listening to a song that it says, I've been walking for miles and miles and miles in the same direction. You know, and it becomes so used to things that you walk on that you know, you think you're on the right path. And let's, if you read Proverbs 14:12, it says, there is a way that it seems right to a man, but its end is the weight of death. And I think there is a slide that I wanted to show you, so it really shows, you know, that's the way of man. You know, maybe you don't realize that your choices, what you're thinking, you know, your ways that you say, oh, I'm living this way. I'm good this way. See, if you pay attention, there is a way that it seems right to a man. You know, there are paths that we take that they seem right to us. And we have to be careful where we walk because, you know, we go in circles, our lives go in circles, and we think we're good and then we're bad and then we take it. You know, this represents, you know, when we ourselves took, you know, or take the our lives in our own hands. And it could be that you're walking in bitterness. That's your way right now. You know, I don't know your life, but God does. You know, maybe you're on the road of lies or deception or unforgiveness. That's the road of destruction and death. And, you know, the thing is that they seem right to us. Whatever you're doing, you know, it seems like, hey, yeah, I'm good. I'm in control. But it is, and he repeats it so many times in the Bible about the ways of men, you know, that all lead to destruction. And, you know, you might think this morning that, you know, well, I don't know if I'm walking on the ways of God on you know, because when Jesus talks about he's the way, he's talking about the way to the Father. He's the only way. There is no other way. But talking about that, and it is so hard for me. I want to tell you an example of walking on my own ways. You know, those who didn't know me before, I was really, you know, I was a person that I would take things really personal. And I remember, and I've shared this story before with my mom, you know, when I get upset with my mom, I will not eat for a day or two. You know, and she will tell me, you know, you're upset with me but not with the food. What are you doing? You know, that's what she will say. But I will get so upset. That was my way of what. That was my way of showing, you know, things, and that was the way that I was walking. I was like that. I thought, you know, I would get so angry. I know people now don't know me like that, but that's how I used to be. You know, it was incredible, and it was part of our family. Julio knows my dad. If you don't say hi to him or something, he won't talk to you. And you know, people don't even see it sometimes. And It isn't. We walk some ways that we think are right for us. Don't you think if I wasn't thinking I was right, I wouldn't be doing that? I thought it was right for me to get upset and show my mom, you know, what she shouldn't do and not eat. But if you think about when you grow up, you think that's not the right way. That you know, what does that do? Nothing. But see, we choose to walk. So many times I've seen people, they have walked in unforgiveness so long, you know, and lives go on and on. And, you know, the way of freedom is Jesus. Jesus is the one who can change your life, who can change everything in you. Let's read Matthew. And I think it will be here on the screen. Let's read it there. Enter through the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the way is broad that lead to destruction. And there are many who enter through it, for the gate is small and the way is narrow that leads to life. And there are few who find it. So let's see some things that we can see on the two ways and the two paths and the two roads. And the first one, you know, let's take the wide gate. It says it's broad, it's easy. So it says, but it leads to destruction. And there are many who enter through it. And then there is the other one, you know, the other road that, you know, what is it? Is it narrow? It leads to life. And there are few who finds it. Isn't that interesting that it says there are few to find that way? There are not many. I was reading, you know, statistics of Christians, and I think in 2008, if you will ask in the United States, 80%, a little bit more than 80% will say there are Christians. I think if 80%, if we'll live the ways of God and do the things he said, you know, this country will be awesome, right? 80% is a lot of people. But then if you read, it says that, you know, like 35% have been born again, have given their lives to the Lord. So I think there is a big difference. And then, you know, not it says not many find it. And if you put that 35 or 33%, it says that 77% are out there doing whatever they want, finding the way they want, living however they want, and not the ways of God. So it's not easy to go on that path, on the one that gives life. And I don't know, to us, you know, I don't know you, but when you start a Christian life, what did they say? You know, it's easy. You know, it's the best life. It is the best life you can find. But say it's so easy, and it's not easy. Why do you think he says it's not easy to walk on this way? Why it will be? If you know, God is the one who gives us life, Jesus is the way, but why does he say there it's not easy? It's narrow. Not many will find it. Why do you think it is? I think that the hardest thing for us as Christians, for us, you know, because God can do great thing and give us a life that is abundant and is great, but there is one thing that is so hard for us. What do you think that is? To die to ourselves. To die to ourselves. You know, it's easy to say, yeah, I believe in God and do my own thing. But to die to ourselves, and when we die, we find life. We find the life that he wants to give us. So I think, you know, if you put it into perspective, if you think about, let's talk about forgiveness. And understand this, when we talk about forgiveness, Mike said it 3 Sundays ago. It doesn't mean, you know, you trust the other person completely again and do things again. No. Let's talk about forgiveness is freeing you and making you free. So when someone does something to you, it is really hard to forgive, right? To give it to God. It's one of the hardest things. I remember fighting with myself once, saying, I gotta forgive, but it hurts so deep, it is hard. It is hard. And only God can give us that healing. Only God can restore. But sometimes, you know, that this narrow path, this you know, in the Greek, it says the heart. It is hard. But it's because We gotta die to ourselves, and then we are free to what God has for us. Imagine a big sign that it says, "This is the way to heaven," and it's big. Don't you think people will go through? Nobody, if you ask somebody, hey, do you want this path to destruction, to hell? Do you want it? No, nobody's going to say, yeah, I'm going here, but I don't want it. You know, it is narrow. Sometimes it's hard to see it because we don't look for it. You know, I see, if you see lives of people, there is a former Patriots, probably Hector knows, you know, Aaron Hernandez. You know the story of this guy that, you know, he become, you know, really good player, and then he committed suicide in jail when he was in jail for something he did. And he wrote a letter for the things and why he was doing it. Why do you think someone is going to take his life? He thinks that's the best way, right? He thinks that's the right way. And I think sometimes, you know, we got to see, we're walking. Eric has a way of living that he thinks is good for him. They think he's the best. You know, and when I was looking about other players or stars that are out there, you know, I was reading the most disappointing, you know, people that said, this person made $130 million and now he is, you know, here. This person made $100 million and they went through the list. And there was a guy who surprised me. He said that they offered him a contract of $40 million, and he said no, because that wasn't enough to, you know, maintain his family. And, you know, and he ended up not playing anymore. And, see, our ways, and we got to understand the way that we think so many times is wrong. And if you don't recognize it, you know, you're not going to let God and Jesus be the way of your life. If you said, no, this is the way, this is my way, this is the way I gotta live. There is only one way. If you're living your life however you want it, that's not the way of God. That's, you know, that's another way. But there is only one way to salvation, to forgiveness, to restoring your life, to restoring your marriage, whatever it is, I don't know. But there is only one way to that. And, you know, many of us, we want to create our own way. There is only one way, and it's Jesus. There is only one person who can set us free. There is only one person who can give us abundant life. And it's Jesus. See, when you're driving and you don't know where you are, you know, if you go and ask someone, hey, give me directions. And for some reason, imagine this person says, well, I'm going to send them to, you know, a different place. And they tell, well, take this, go over there, and you end up more lost. Right? You know, in this life, you can ask direction to so many people. You can look out there for the best way to live, for you know, is it money, is it success, is it this, is it that, where am I going? You know, those are going to point you and get you lost. Because that, you know, I don't know, but it's so hard for a human being to understand that money doesn't give happiness. And people say it all the time, but we work so hard for the things, you know, and we're so hard. It's one of those things that it's easy to say, but not to put in practice. So, and if you keep reading on the verse that the two ways on Matthew 7:13, he keeps talking, and maybe because of the time, we cannot see. He talks about the false prophets, the ones who will lead you the wrong way. And let's talk a little bit about this. It says that there are false prophets, that it will be on the crossroad. So it means that, you know, there is someone here saying, hey, this is the way to your happiness. This is the way to life. You know, and they're pointing you to the wrong direction. And there are a lot of those. Did you know that, you know, on the 27 books of the New Testament, 24 of them talks about the false prophets, the ones that will mislead you. Why is it that? Because it's so easy, you know, and even says they dress as sheep, but there are wolves. You know, it's so easy for us. So I want you to see that our minds is so easy to follow whatever direction. You know, for the kids, that if someone in school tell them, oh, try this drug, this is the best thing, you know, you'll be happy, you'll be... There are people, there are things out there that are pointing you in the wrong direction all the time, every day. And what happened is that we are so susceptible to believe. It says Proverbs 12:15, the way of a fool is right to his own eyes. So you could be believing what is right for you, but it's not the right thing. But for you, it's the right thing. And you are there. And see, the only one who can show you the way is Jesus. The only one. You can think about the best things, all that is up there. People are going to tell you what to do. Jesus is the only answer. And I'm going to tell you right now, you can be following, you know, the 10 steps for I don't know what or the best things to, you know. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the only way for your life. See, in Luke 13:22, there is the same story. But in this story about the, you know, the two ways or the gates, there is a man who asked, Lord, he asked him, there are just few, right, that find this way. He says, yes. Do you know why? Because we are so focused on our own thing, in our own mentality, that we can think we are right. But if you see the Bible, it tells that He is the only way. He is the only truth. So there are two ways, two gates, two destinations. And I think for us here this morning, the greatest question, if He's the way, He's the answer to everything in our lives, He's the truth, He's the one who set us free, the big question and the greatest questions for us here on earth is, what do we do with Jesus? That will be the question for you. What do we do with Jesus? Is He just the, you know, oh yes, the one who died on the cross for me and free me for my sins? Is He a nice man? Have I accepted Him into my life to gain salvation, to be free from our sins? What are you doing with Jesus? That's the big. If He is all this and all the things we talked last week, if He is all that, what are you doing? Are you following Jesus? Or, you know, like the verse we read last time, that it says that, you know, many believed in Him. And when it says many believed in Him, and then He started telling them, you know, I can set you free. You know, God can do so many things in your life, great things. And we have to see, you know, where are we going to take the name of Jesus in our lives? You know, some people think that lying and deceiving is the way to success, to the top places. Some people think that consuming the wrong substances will make them reach the goals. You know, some people think that drugs is the way to be free and enjoy life. Some people think that anger and hurting other people is the way to make them feel better. Some people think that by not forgiving the other person, they're making them suffer. You know, some people think that drinking is the way to make them forget, you know, all their pain. There is so many things that you can think. And probably you are doing. Some people think that money is the one who gives joy and happiness. Some think that success in life will make people to admire you, to look at you, to measure your success. But the way to salvation is Jesus. The way to redemption is Jesus. The way to forgiveness is Jesus. The way of joy is Jesus. The way of peace, love. The way to the Father is Jesus. The way to your marriage, to your low self-esteem, to your anger, is Jesus. To the deepest and darkest areas in your life, the answer is Jesus. It's not some program or anything. It's Jesus. And it's a relationship. He wants to be with you. He wants to know you personally. He wants you to accept Him as a Savior and Lord and declare and say, Lord, I'm going to follow you. The way to life, the way to conquer your fears, everything is Jesus. You know, when in Revelations, when we see in 3:20, when it says, look, I'm at the door and I'm knocking and calling. And it's interesting because in that vision, when John, you know, was talking and he saw this, it was to one of the churches, the people, you know, the believers. And he's saying, I'm at the door and knocking, and I want to enter into your life. I want to change you. I want to give you life. All that you are looking for is in me. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the life. Jesus is everything we need.